have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster. The theme of our program today is Word Deposits and Withdrawals. We're going to look in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, the 4th through the 6th verse. And this is from the Voice Translation. It says, "Since the king has the power to enforce his word, who dares ask him, 'What are you doing?' Whoever does what the king commands will stay out of trouble, and the wise heart will figure out the proper time and proper way to proceed. Yes, there is a time and a way to deal with every situation, even when a person's troubles are on the rise." You see, God's word never comes back empty, and from his word, we will have his wisdom for every situation. We must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So that means this is like the exports from heaven, back to back, and they keep rolling. So if we want the rhythm of life to return to us on every wave, then every word that is spoken by you must be God-breathed. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for an entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615. Extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion. The theme of our program again is Word Deposits and Withdrawals. If you want the rhythm of life to return to you on every wave, then every word that you speak must be God-breathed. When we look in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, we're going to use the Amplified Version. It's showing, Paul says, "I'm going to show you how to have confidence so then you can have the confidence of God in the earth for every decision that you make." And he's showing how we should be Holy Spirit dominant and have his influence always, and we should always be responsive to him. So he says even the words that he was speaking was not by his own eloquence. Starting with verse 4, it says, "And my language and my message were not sent forth in persuasive, enticing, and plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power, a proof by the Spirit and power of God operating on me and stirring in the minds of my hearers the most holy emotions and thus persuading them, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, human philosophy, but in the power of God. And as he moves forward, he's saying, now, everything that I'm speaking, I'm showing you how to live, was previously hidden. They were the secrets of God, so that they can be revealed to the human understanding, but by the Spirit of God. He said, for what purpose? To lift us into the glory of his presence. That means that we could communicate with God on his level, because the Holy Spirit that was in him would be in the minds and the hearts and the spirits and the bodies of the believers. And it goes on to say that in verse 9, that as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed. In other words, God remains in a state of readiness. So he has the ways prepared for us to receive. So he can show us how with his word on tap, we receive his wisdom, but then we can receive it in such a way that it would be the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God, showing that he will reign in our life supreme, and we will get the results that he gets. He says, then his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Kim Hammond. Now let's listen to her as she sings Rain, and I'll be right back.
My life filled with misery on any day.
Visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com.
You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is word deposits and withdrawals. Now, if you want the rhythm of life to return to you on every wave, then every word you speak must be God-breathed. We want to take a look at depositing treasures in your heart. In Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 20th through the 23rd verses, from the Voice translation reads, "My son, pay attention to all the words I'm telling you. Lean in closer so you can hear all I say. Keep them before you. Meditate on them. Set them safely in your heart. For those who discover them, they are life. They bring wholeness and healing to their bodies. Above all else, watch over your heart. Diligently guard it, because from a sincere and pure heart come the good and noble things of life." So you can see that with the deposits, there's also a return. And it's saying here that if you're going to finish whole and well, you have to focus on the most valuable things that's going to lead to your success in the eyes of God. And that is His Word. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.